Tool Shed, brought to you by Tough Shed. Got too much stuff? Tough Shed has a large selection of storage buildings, garages, studios, cabins, ridiculously easy financing, no credit check, rent-to-own options. Get your personally designed Tough Shed installed at no cost. So if you need a little extra space for your toys or any other reason for storage, visit Tough Shed. It's where 99 meets Beltline in Eugene. Thanks to the folks at Tough Shed for their support of the Crunch Time Tool Shed. What more could you ask for? We provide the list of nominees and then induct the newest member of the Crunch Time Tool Shed. Some solid contestants this week. But before we can let somebody in, we call on our proprietor, who is winning some over in retirement as a pretty good baseball analyst, yet he is our landlord, and we turn to him to open her on up.
I love this city. I love being a Yankee.
Still gets me every time. All right, let's start with now former Duck and former Eagle, Josh Huff. Let's see, how many wrong things can we do at once? Drive under the influence? Check. Weed in the car in a state where it's not legal? Check. Have a gun with you outside the home illegally? Check. Hollow point bullets, also known in some circles as cop killers? Check. Lose your high-paying NFL job? Check. Play the everyone does it card? Check. And just for kicks, how about speeding? Check. Oh, I'm not done. Also cited for having tinted windows causing an obstructed view. Remind me never ever to go for a car ride with Josh Huff. How about the men's soccer team, Harvard University? So they put out something called the Scouting Report. It's got nothing to do with the goaltending or perimeter defense of Yale. Still, here we are, supposedly evolved. Harvard, our best and brightest, 2016. Yeah, not so much. It ranks the physical attributes of the women's team in some of the most lewd, degrading terms. It led to the school canceling and forfeiting the rest of the season. The team tried to pass it off as something that had happened back in 2012. Turns out, pants on fire, you're all liars. Documented evidence, it continued to this day. And as usual, the disgusting defenders played the locker room talk. Sound familiar? Good riddance, dirtbags. We're going to do a rare double. Former teammates Russell Westbrook and Kevin Durant. Does anybody ever take the high road anymore? Or is it one big self-serving clown act? You know, Durant left as a free agent for what he deemed a better situation, the way every single solitary free agent has since it was first made part of the American sports landscape. After a five-year fight started with Curt Flood in 1969, it ended with pitchers Andy Messersmith and Dave McNally being awarded and being deemed free agents in 1975. You'd think after 41 years, people would get it, but no. Westbrook is sad Durant left OKC. Durant is sad everyone isn't in love with his decision. Wah, wah, wah. Now they won't speak, and instead they throw childish barbs and actions. I don't find the humor in it. I think it's kind of borderline pathetic. And finally, Pro Football Weekly and any news outlet that picked up the story. They are the lazy, clickbait, desperate for views and numbers that they literally make crap up, knowing certain fans are worse than Pavlov's dogs and just can't help with themselves. The fabrication? Their sources have been quietly planting seeds at schools with either current openings or possible openings about Chip Kelly leaving the Niners after a year and returning to college. In essence, what they're doing is they're speculating about a fake rumor that can't be traced or explained, but might be out there regarding high-level coaches who change addresses all the time. So is it somebody saying, I talked to so-and-so, and he's put out a feeler. He wants to see if there's any interest in him at LSU, or, you know, to talk about the other jobs, be it Texas or Oregon. The level of irresponsibility there is ridiculous, because as of right now, there's no chance a decision has been made. And I know you get these fan sites where if you just throw something out there and you're that desperate for clicks and attention, you know that there's an element, oh, Oregon football, oh, Alabama football, Duke basketball, click, 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 and they get paid for that. I think they're an embarrassment, and I'm not saying everyone operates out there with the ultimate in journalistic integrity, but these are the lowest hanging fruit people out there. I think I got to go with the men's soccer team at Harvard University for 2016, winning the Anti-Evolution Award and just being typical knuckle-dragger male turds. And with that, we close the Crunch Time Tool Shed.
My only focus is to play baseball, and to play baseball the right way. That was silly and unprofessional.
Yes, Alex, still, as a baseball player in the waning part of your career, you were silly and unprofessional.